This conference is being recorded.
Hey, everybody. We have a good friend of mine on the phone right now named Lee Hayward. And Lee is a bodybuilder who has information products that he's selling and making a kind of a killing on, doing a great job. And his product is for men who want to build muscle and lose fat. And one of the unique ways that Lee is using the internet to drive a lot of traffic and sales with his business is Facebook. And hey, Lee, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing. You know, Lee, I just want to jump right into this here. I know you're busy. You're way out there in Newfoundland, Canada. And by the way, Lee, what's it like up there right now? How is the weather there?
Actually, today it was a sunny day and it's about 40 degrees, so that's pretty warm up here for this time of year.
Man, I guess we do get spoiled.
Normally it's low freezing.
I know. When we were hanging out at the Guru Mastermind a couple weeks ago, it was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That's right.
You know, you come to California and, you know, expect it to be sunny all the time. But, but Lee, you know, I remember when we were there and you told me something really interesting. You told me that you were using Facebook to market your information product. And I just thought it was really fascinating what you're doing. Can you kind of tell me exactly, you know, how you're using Facebook to drive traffic to your business?
Yeah, sure. I'm using Facebook in two ways, actually. One is just with the standard account that, you know, anybody can go in and sign up with. And the thing that I found really good, especially for a visual things such as bodybuilding, I mean, obviously, you know, fitness-related stuff like that. If you post up a picture of yourself in shape, I mean, that's a very visual thing, and that's instant proof that, okay, you know, this person obviously must know what they're talking about. So simply just going in there and, you know, joining various groups regarding, you know, fitness, nutrition, bodybuilding, whatever, and then adding friends, you know, to your list and stuff, that's a great way to really get out there and promote yourself. And I've actually sold a lot of coaching programs and products and stuff just through that alone. Again, another way is through the whole status thing with the whole Facebook thing. You know, it's kind of like Twitter where, you know, what are you doing? And, I mean, I could literally post up saying, hey, I posted up a new article. You know, check it out on my website. Or, you know, I posted up a new blog post or something like that. And I find that's, you know, very great for getting free traffic and stuff like that. Another thing that I've been doing a lot is actually pay-per-click advertising on Facebook as well. And one of the unique things about advertising on Facebook, which is totally different than, say, like doing typical pay-per-click advertising like on Google or Yahoo or whatever, is rather than targeting the keywords, you're targeting the people that you want to put your ad in front of. So in the case of bodybuilding or whatever, like I can go in, and if I want to target, you know, a certain age group of, you know, men or women, I mean, I can specifically put my ads in front of those people. So, for example, like I'm targeting people like in the United States who are between the ages of, say, like 18 and 35 years old, who men who are interested in going to the gym, working out, staying fit. And, I mean, whatever people put in for their interests on Facebook, I mean, you can target those interests and put your ads directly in front of those people.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, and again, you can set up different campaigns for different countries as well. So, like, say I have, you know, campaign set up for the U.S., for U.K., Australia, Canada, and I find that these tend to be the biggest markets. You know, they tend to be some of the wealthier countries. Like, obviously, I wouldn't put my ads in front of, say, like third world countries where, you know, like a $30 ebook is probably like a month's salary for somebody. You know, you wouldn't want to, right? So you definitely wouldn't want to target that. But I mean, you can literally put your ad in front of whoever you want it to go to.
Now, when you what's the cost like compared to like Google pay per click?
With the whole Facebook advertising, when you sign up for an account, they're going to give you a suggested price range for placing your ads. And right off the bat, they're going to suggest a price that is way too high. like they're going to suggest probably like 60 to 70 cents or more per click. And what I do is I literally try and test as cheap as I possibly can and then see how much traffic it gets. It's kind of a different scenario than like the Google AdWords and stuff like that. But like I'll start off with say like even literally test 5 cents a click and just see if that generates traffic. And the way it works is kind of like a bidding system where depending on the competition for the type of audience you're advertising to, you know, you may have to raise your bids in order to get your ad shown. Right now, I'm paying somewhere about 12 cents a click on Facebook.
And is that the ad that they recommended, like 70 cents?
Yeah, they, like say, they started off, they'd recommend, like say, 60 to 70 cents or something like
that. Wow.
So I'm, like I say, I test it off as cheap as I could and then just increase it, literally increase it like a penny a day until I get to the point where, okay, I'm getting my ads shown, you know, as often as I want them.
Wow, so when you target to people's interests. So do you put certain keywords in there, and it'll search for people that have interest that match up to those keywords that you put in there?
Yes, it does. When you set up a campaign, you'll type in a certain word, and they will actually suggest. So I mean, you could type in bodybuilding like that; that would come up. But if you type in a keyword that's not really relevant, I don't know, I'll just try to give you an example here now.
Like marathon running or something.
Yeah, if you type in something like really specific, like let's just say working out with kettlebells, there might not be a huge market for that, so probably you wouldn't be able to target that specifically. But you might be able to target like going to the gym or, you know, bodybuilding or powerlifting or certain more broader search terms. So if you try to get too specific, it probably would not recognize that interest.
Now, are there any tools that help you? Like, is it like, because I've never advertised on Facebook, is it like where you just put terms in and you type them yourself, or is there like a drop-down menu for categories, or are there tools to help you pick search terms? What do you find?
I've typed them in myself, and then they kind of got like this auto-suggestion thing. So when you type in the terms, they will type in, like they'll enter it in so it's kind of specific to what's relevant. For example, if you typed in bodybuilder, they might automatically suggest, okay, you're targeting people who are interested in bodybuilding, you know, little things like that. So they'll kind of pick the categories for you, and you just kind of go through and brainstorm, okay, the type of people you want to put it in front of, who would they be? And I find it works really well. You can niche down audience. Still there, Steve? Got a bit of a connection problem there. Hello. Hello. Still on the line? Hello. I think we might have gotten cut off. You still there, Steve?
Lee, this has got to go down as the most effed up conference call I think I've ever had, man.
Yeah. Are we still going?
We're still going. I'll just edit this out, and it's still recording, man.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that, Lee. This is the craziest call I've ever, the craziest technical problems I've ever had. Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about the interests, how it would pick. When you're setting up your campaign for Facebook, you actually would type in, you know, the interest that you'd want. And like I say, if you tried to narrow something down too specific, it would not come up. So, for example, like I say, if you try to target in the fitness area, something very specific, you know, it would not register, but it would take probably more of a broader interest group. Again, it goes back to, I think, you know, obviously a certain percentage of the people have to have that interest in order for it to qualify.
So now, like, if you were, let's say a personal trainer was saying, hey, Lee, what would you recommend? I heard you could do this, you know, pay-per-click advertising on Facebook. What would maybe be the steps to go about it? Like, first step number one would be?
Well, first thing, if you're going to do the pay-per-click ads for it, first of all, you need to have yourself, killer website set up. And the key with all pay-per-click ads is you want to have it, you don't try and take people from the ad and actually sell them right away. You want to have them go to some sort of a squeeze page where you're offering them free information in exchange for a name and an email address. One of the keys with Facebook advertising is it's what's referred to as interruption marketing, because if somebody goes on Facebook, they're, for the most part, they're not looking for, in the case of personal trainers, they're not looking for a personal trainer. They're generally in there, you know, they want to check out what their friends are doing, see if somebody emailed them, check out pictures from last weekend or whatever. I mean, you know what it's like on Facebook. People are just in there seeing what their friends are doing. And then your ads are going to come up on the sidebar. So it's interruption marketing. As in, they're not really looking for you, but you're interrupting them from doing what they're on Facebook to do. So you want to have something real catchy and probably like, you know, a free report or some free information, you know, something that's really going to jump out at them and make them want to just, you know, take a minute right now, go check it out and sign up for that free offer you have, and then let them, you know, they can get back to whatever they were doing on Facebook, but then you have their name and email address where you're going to market to them, you know, through email that way. So that's exactly what I'm doing with Facebook right now, is I have an offer where I'm giving them a free workout program, you know, so they click on the link, and it's a squeeze page there. It's very, you know, short to the point, but it's just, you know, basically enter your name and email address, and I'll send you a free training program. And then through that, then I do the marketing on the back end via, you know, autoresponder emails. So again,
now, I'm sorry, what was that, Lee?
So, I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, you need to have a setup in place. I wouldn't try and take somebody right from a pay-per-click ad and try and sell them something right up front. You know, you want to do the soft sell where you just give them free information and then sell them through the autoresponder emails on the back end.
What have you found for your products about how many communications would you say there are usually average before someone makes a purchase?
There's, you know, that's going to vary a lot. Some people will literally buy, you know, within a couple times of visiting a site. But I think the average throughout is takes about 7 contacts for someone to actually buy a product. You know, there's so much stuff out there on the internet, and people don't know you, they don't trust you. So you'd really just want to, like say, have a system in place, you know, via autoresponders and stuff like that, where you're giving them really valuable information and they can build that trust. I would say at least, you know, 7 and probably even more autoresponders that have to go through where you're giving people really valuable information before they would actually trust you enough to literally take out their wallet and buy something from you.
Now, when you're creating your ad on, you know, your actual display, pay-per-click ad, would you put that there's a free offer in that ad itself, or what do you find works the best?
Say that there's, you know, free, you know, download your free workout program, or if it's in the case of a personal training thing, you could probably do that, you know, free reports, you know, could be free video, you know, whatever you're giving away, but it has to be something really compelling that make people want to, you know, take, you know, a minute right now out of their schedule and go check that out.
Now, is it possible to target for a local business? I mean, like a really local business, like to target a city?
Quite honestly, now I'll just log into Facebook now and just see if you can do that. Because my products are set up, I'm not targeting a specific area per se. I mean, I'm just literally targeting countries. I mean, the U.S., Canada, U.K., Australia, that's the countries I target. where it's an online business, I don't need to focus on, you know, actual cities. But I could see, like, if somebody's setting up a personal training business or something like that, they definitely want to target to their city. Are you on your computer by now, Steve?
You know what?
Are you not able to get the internet right now?
Okay, well, like I said, I'll just, my computer's a little slow right now, but I'm just going to go through the whole process of setting up an ad and see if I can do that. Because where I haven't done it myself, let's see. Yes, you can. You can actually set up exactly by a state, province, or and city as well.
Wow.
So you can do that. If you want to, for example, you're setting up a personal training business in San Diego, California, you could target your ads to people in San Diego.
Oh, man, that's really cool.
Yeah. I would have, really... like I say, I've never set it up myself because I just never had the need to, but they do have that option. And Facebook is constantly, like, updating. I mean, it's such a new site. I mean, and it's a site in progress. But, like, their whole advertising rules and stuff like that are changing. So, I mean, some of the things that I say here may or may not be applicable when you go to set up your actual ads.
Well, Lee, yeah. That's great. That Facebook stuff, that is, I'm actually going to, as soon as we get off the call, I'm going to get to the computer and I'm going to set up an account and just start rolling with it and playing around with it. And what else are some of the things that you're doing right now that you would say, like, what's working right now other than Facebook that's really driving your business forward, would you say?
A big thing is videos. I'm using, like, YouTube is the main video site, but there's a lot of other smaller video sites. And the service that I'm using now for uploading videos is TubeMogul. And this is it's a free service, but what it does is it uploads your videos to multiple video sites. I'm not sure exactly how many, somewhere in the vicinity of, say, like 20 different video sites. And you can actually track and see how much traffic, you know, how many times your videos are being viewed on the various video sites. And like I say, YouTube is by far the biggest, but again, there's a lot of other sites that, I mean, literally I've never even heard of. And since I've started using TubeMogul, I'm getting some decent traffic through those video sites.
And when you're doing a video, what do you find? Do you do anything in your video that, like, where you're pointing where to click, or you're telling them what to do, or, you know, like, do you do anything on your video that helps get your click-through rate a little higher?
One thing that I do with videos, again, I tend to try and give out free information in the video. Like, I don't really try and hard sell stuff in the video. So I'll give away, in my case, you know, I focus on, you know, bodybuilding, fitness, and things like that. So I could give workout tips. I mean, very often, when I go to the gym, literally, I'll take my, my digital camera with me. I'll keep it in my gym bag. And very often, if the mood hits me, I'll whip it out and just make a quick video there in the gym. And like I said, I'll just edit it using my computer. I mean, there's all kinds of editing software for videos. Not that complicated. And just stick it up. But what I'll do is could be workout tips, could be nutrition tips or anything like that. And then in the video afterwards, I'll mention, you know, oh, by the way, I have a lot more free stuff to give away. You know, visit my website and sign up for my free report. And how I would do that as well is in the video itself, you know, actually mention the website address so people can go check it out and, you know, have the website link there. But in the description of the videos, you can type in your website address as well as, you know, a whole description of what you want them to do and stuff. And most video sites, when you put a link in the description, that's actually a clickable link. So you actually have right there on that video page, you know, a clickable link right back to your website.
No, yeah, that's awesome. Now, Lee, are you doing anything else with social media right now?
That's the big ones right there. I do have my own, like, online forum that I use. You can also participate on other forums that are in your targeted niche. And basically when it comes to doing stuff like that, is if someone was going to, you know, participate on forums, they want, don't just get out there and start talking about you and your business. Get out there and actually participate on the forum and become a trusted member. And so people can actually, you know, appreciate your advice and stuff like that. And then probably in your forum signature, you could, if you have your website address and stuff like that there. But I basically just participate on it and let people come to you rather than going out there and trying to push yourself, you know, and your business to them.
Were you ever doing personal training?
I did do a bit in the gym. It's not something I really focus on. I'll still do it occasionally.
Did you, like, start off doing training at the beginning? Or were you doing info marketing?
Actually, I started off doing info marketing before I even got into doing physical training in the gym.
Really?
I literally, when I went to college after high school, I did a computer studies course. And part of that course was a basic HTML, you know, building websites. And literally for my projects in school, I built a little bodybuilding website for my school projects. And then when I finished school, I actually launched the website and just started to snowball from there. So I've literally been online now for over 10 years. So.
You know, I've looked at a bunch of your websites, and, man, I mean, you have great web copy. I could see why you're doing so well. Do you have any tips on how to write web copy? I don't mean, like, going to a whole web copying seminar, but, like, how did you get – was there a way that you used to get the information from your clients, like what their biggest goals and aspirations are, and then use those words in your copy? Is there a certain way that you went about getting that information?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that I've done a lot of, especially when I started off, is I had a question and answer column, and I still have it on my site, even though it's gotten to the point now where I'm getting literally hundreds of emails a day, so I have an assistant handle my emails, and a lot of times I just can't physically answer them all. But when I started off, I would physically answer every email that came through, and just by, you know, getting those emails, you'd actually see, okay, what people were frustrated about, what they had questions about, and I could actually get the words directly from them just from all the questions that they sent me. Another thing that I've done is actually surveyed my list, you know, like using tools like SurveyMonkey is a great one. And another one that I did recently was I put up a contest where I was going to give away a free 100-day coaching program for the person who could best explain how they wanted their body to look and what, you know, their current challenges and frustrations are now and what's preventing them from having the body they want right now. And, like I said, I put that contest up on my website, you know, posted it on my blog, actually made like a video, stuck it up on the video sites and that as well. And I got several hundred people writing very detailed, you know, some cases almost like an essay where it could be several pages long just explaining what they wanted their bodies to look like, what their frustrations were, and I got a ton of valuable information, and I could literally take, you know, the words that they used in those, you know, submissions and put that into my sales copy. So I found that to be invaluable because a lot of things that I never even thought of would be an issue were some stuff that people really, you know, had on their mind, that there were real concerns for them.
Oh, man, that's brilliant. Yeah, That almost writes your web copy for you when you're getting, you know, great detailed information like that.
A lot of it does, yeah. I mean, for writing, like, you know, bullets on your web copy and you want to get, like, a killer headline or something like that, absolutely. I mean, if somebody writes you, like, this is my, you know, pain or frustration, boom, you could just tweak that and that's your headline right there.
And that's awesome. I mean, Lee, you know, like you've given a lot of great information so far. I mean, there's some definitely action stuff to take with Facebook right now. Is there anything that you want to add? Like any other tips that you think are really hot right now?
I guess it kind of depends on the target market. I know like Twitter is another huge social media outlet, but I found from my experience in the like bodybuilding fitness niche that it's not as powerful as something like Facebook. And I think it's just the whole visual aspect of Facebook, you know, where you're actually posting pictures, you can actually post videos and stuff like that. And I think that's where you know, in the training, fitness market and stuff like that, where it's such a visual thing, I think, you know, they'd say the picture speaks a thousand words. That has so much more impact than something like Twitter, which is just a text-based, you know, social media aspect. I've found that Twitter works good for networking in the whole business aspect, but for actual attracting clients and stuff like that, I found Facebook to be way more valuable.
Awesome.
And again,
well, hey, Lee, you know, I really, really want to thank you for coming on the call. I know I kind of grabbed you last moment at that seminar, man. I heard you talking about Facebook, and I really, really was looking forward to this interview here. Hey, is there, what's the best way for someone to get a hold of you if they want to, you know, learn more about what you got or get some of your products?
Best thing to do is just go to my website at leehayward.com. That's LeeHayward.com. And like I said, I have my a free bodybuilding and fitness tips newsletter that they can sign up for. And that website there is a huge resource of information. Like I said, there's articles, question and answer columns, videos, sample workout programs. Basically, I lay it all out there on that site right there.
Yeah, and not to mention the sales copy on that site is something to really learn from and you know, just really see how we, you know, talks to the visitors coming to a site. You know, you can tell that you know them inside and out.
Yeah, you know, like, and I think that's the key thing. I mean, like, say I was at one time exactly where my visitors are, you know, the typical skinny kid who wanted to build up, and then as I got a bit older, you know, packed on a few pounds, but not the good kind, so I had to struggle from both ends, you know, to try and build up and then sort of trim down at the same time. So, you know, I can relate to the frustrations that people are going through.
Awesome. Well, Lee, thank you so much for being on the call today, man. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Steve. It's been a pleasure.
You got it, man. Have an awesome day.
All right.